BBC News with Julie Candler. Amid UN warnings of the extraordinary gravity of the humanitarian situation in Yemen, a BBC team has seen the depth of the suffering in a hospital in Aden. Hundreds of thousands of people have contracted cholera in recent months, and the World Food Programme is warning of the danger of famine. Crowds of Palestinians have again been worshipping at a sensitive holy site in Jerusalem, the Haram al-Sharif, or Temple Mount. They ended their boycott after Israel removed the last of the new security infrastructures it had installed earlier this month. But as the crowds arrived, clashes broke out with Israeli forces. The UN says that nearly 3 months after Russia, Iran and Turkey reached a deal on de-escalating the conflict in Syria, hundreds of thousands of civilians are yet to receive desperately needed aid. Plans to establish a series of safe zones have made little progress. The head of the US military has said there will be no change to its policy on employing transgender people until the Defense Secretary receives direction from President Trump on the issue. Mr. Trump tweeted on Wednesday that transgender people wouldn't be allowed to serve in the US Armed Forces. The US military has promised to investigate accusations that American-trained Iraqi troops were involved in the extrajudicial killings of Islamic State militants in Mosul. Human Rights Watch accused Iraqi soldiers of summarily executing more than 30 prisoners suspected of belonging to the jihadist group. The French President Emmanuel Macron has proposed setting up hotspots in Libya to process asylum requests. He said projects would be running within the next 2 months. The founder and CEO of the Amazon website, Jeff Bezos, has become the world's richest man with a fortune worth nearly $91.5 billion. He's overtaken the Microsoft founder Bill Gates after a rise in the value of Amazon shares on Thursday. BBC News.